Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am indeed Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to have you joining us no matter where you are listening from. Thank you so much for tuning in to Young Catholics Respond. Today, my guest is Kevin Matthews, and Kevin was a well-known ABC and CBS radio personality in Chicago, diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. As the drive time host for 17 years and also the voice of his sports commentator, Jim Shorts, and other characters, Matthews entertained 10 million listeners weekly. He sold out every appearance in the Midwest and performed in front of 65,000 fans at Grant Park. He traveled around the world. He met famous people, had babies named after him, and enabled countless charities. He has entertained hundreds of thousands of people inside prisons, army bases, and backyards, but he has had an incredible encounter with a statue that of the Blessed Virgin Mary that was broken in half. And his transformation, his story, can all be found in his book, Broken Mary. But Kevin, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being here on Young Catholics Respond to continue our conversation, because we had a previous episode talking about this. But thanks so much for being here again.
Yeah, I hope I can live up to that intro.
I know you can.
An intro. Yeah. Hey, it's nice to be back, and hello to everybody that's listening. Nice to be back, Bill.
Yeah, so Kevin, let's talk a little bit about just the journey for people who maybe haven't tuned in before to the previous episode. Let's talk a little bit about that journey. You had an incredible professional career, and one that many people know here in the Chicagoland area, Milwaukee Midwest area. But talk to us a little bit about what that was like. Your career in radio.
Well, I want everybody, I'm going to be in Chicago on Sunday, October 21st, up in Rolling Meadows, and I'm going to give folks details, because I'm not in Chicago that often anymore. And so I've got a date. I'm coming into Chicago, and I want to see a lot of Kev heads. And well, my time was, I'm over in Michigan right now. This is where I live, over in Michigan. And while I was in Chicago for 20 years, I absolutely love Chicago. I love you folks that live in Chicago, Kev heads. I call them Kev heads. What we did on radio with Steve Dahl and Brandmeier and Larry Wirt, Jimmy DeCastro, what we did culturally was just, we changed the face of radio, and it was, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, you know, Drive Time Morning Radio is still very popular. You know, a lot of people tune in to those AM, FM channels, but a lot of people get their media now through digital means, right? They're getting it podcasts, cell phones. And I know you're keeping pace with that. I know you still do some radio, and you've got Broken Mary Studios out there.
Right. What I've been doing, I got out of radio. Radio kicked me out. I mean, it's just... Radio has imploded in many cases, like with the newspaper industry or television. And Steve Dahl has the Steve Dahl Network, and I've been podcasting with Steve for over 6 years. So, I mean, we all live on our phone.
Yeah.
And that's where the technology is, at least for me. And it's really great, because when we were in Chicago at our height, we were speaking to 10 million people a week. And these people now have gone all over North America, all overseas, and with the internet and whatnot, we can talk to them again. So it's a great way to communicate with folks all over the world.
Yeah, and for listeners who don't know, you know, I know it's detailed in your book, but you are the man who came up with Freebird at concerts as well, right? Isn't that in there? You're the one that started screaming Freebird, huh?
I ask my audience, if you ever go to a boring show, like if you're going to go, you know, to dinner theater and go see Jim Nabors and you're bored, yell Freebird. That kind of just snowballed, and now, that whole tradition. It was written up in the Wall Street Journal about 5 years ago. Where did that come from? And it leads right back to me and to you Kevheads. We've kept that alive and well to this day.
it's just fantastic that we're talking to the creator of that amazing social convention, right? When you're bored at a concert, scream Freebird.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
That's true. I mean, any star, you know, I know Billy Corgan from Chicago. You know, he's got stories. From live recordings of, I was listening to a live recording from XRT. Tom Petty was in Chicago years ago, and there was a nice, I think he was doing a nice soft ballad right at the beginning. You can hear clear as day somebody yelling Freebird. It's tragic, but it's legend.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about that miraculous conversion you had. You know, I mean, you've been through some incredible moments in your life, some incredible pain and suffering as well. You know, it's easy to, you know, turn on a microphone and laugh and do your impressions and voices and whatnot and not even think behind the microphone that something incredible happened in your life, right? Do you want to talk a little bit about that
sure.
Slow conversion?
Well, everybody listening, everybody's called. We're constantly being called. And I was called by God to a dumpster in 2011, literally. I wanted to go get my wife some flowers. Nothing, life is not a coincidence. And I look up, there's a flower shop. It's snowy. It's November 2011. I get out of my truck. I'm diagnosed with MS at that time. It's hard to walk, especially on the slippery snow. And I look over, and I see a dumpster. And I can't help but notice that there's a statue of the Virgin Mary lying next to this dumpster in trash, dirt, weeds. I walk over to this statue of Mary, and she's looking up at me, and she's broken right in half, right at the waist. And I just heard this voice that said, "Will you deny me? Will you deny my mother?" And there was no way I was going to leave that statue next to a dumpster. I walked into the flower shop. I asked if I could buy it. Person said no at first, but then recognized my voice. And in the book, I tell people how I eventually got the statue. And in the spring, I went to a monument maker, and he looked at her and said, "Oh yeah, we can put her back together. I can put new hands on her because her hands were missing. She's all scraped up. I can paint her." And I said, "No, I don't want to fix her. I want to leave her that way," because she reminded me of me at that time. I was kicked out of radio. I've got MS. I'm broken at that time, and we all are broken. And I just said, no, let me just put her together and don't paint her. Let me just take her home. And I had her blessed. And as soon as I had her blessed, these miracles just started happening. And this statue now has become world known. It's an amazing story. And you can get you can read the whole story. And in my book, you can get it at Amazon.com or Dynamic Catholic. I'm with Matthew Kelly. It's called Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope. And I'm really proud of this book because it's really touching so many people's lives, especially, believe it or not, prison inmates. I've been on tour in prisons, and they've read the book, and they're having a conversion themselves, many.
Yeah, you know what? There is a huge conversion, called a conversion, in the book, folks. This is the book that I've read, and it is probably in the top five books that I've read, about the Catholic Church and about conversion, about the Blessed Mother. You mentioned something, Kevin. We're all broken, right? And we talk to a lot of people in our ministry here at Patchwork Heart Ministry. Our tagline is sowing hope into broken hearts. So I like to focus in on brokenness. What does brokenness mean at its core?
We're all broken. I mean, we are all broken, but we're loved more by God. Even the Pope this month has said, in my ministry really works through Mary. And even the Pope, it's October, to say a rosary every day this month of October. I don't want to correct the Pope, but Mary wants us to recite the rosary and be with the rosary every day. And what I've seen through Mary's rosary and people that commit to the rosary is life-changing. It's unbelievable, and people should just look up the promises of Mary's. When Mary promises certain things if we live by the rosary. And the rosary, the thing about the rosary is, I've had people say, you like Mary too much. Well, I don't think Jesus is going to condemn me for loving his mother. The rosary is the story of Jesus seen through the eyes of Mary. So when you recite the rosary, you're literally, you're constantly learning about the New Testament. I mean, you're learning about from the birth to the crucifixion to the resurrection. The rosary is more important today than it's ever been. Even the church, anything that humans touch, unfortunately, can break. And this brokenness can be mended through the rosary. It's Mary Mary automatically brings in Jesus Christ. Christ meets us and introduces us to God. So it all works.
Yeah, just beautiful. Just beautiful stuff. For our listeners, you are listening to the voice of the legendary radio personality, Kevin Matthews. And we are talking about his conversion. We're talking about brokenness. We're talking about radio a little bit. But the reality is, we're living in this world that seems so broken. Kevin, you said it perfectly. When we touch things, when humans touch things, unfortunately, they can break, right? And we touch a lot of different things. We touch other people's hearts. We touch our workplaces. We touch our family. We touch our friends. And things break when we touch them. So the rosary helps put those things back together. And I want to focus in on that in the second half of the program. It's amazing how fast radio flies by. So Kevin, we got to take that short break right now. Then we come back. Yeah. We'll talk more about the rosary, and we'll talk about the event coming up at St. Colette's Parish in Rolling Meadows, because that's going to be an awesome event. So right back after these messages. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. Experience Truth and Life today and download it on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and on today's episode, we are talking with Kevin Matthews, the very well-known ABC and CBS radio personality in Chicago. What he might be a little less known for is his amazing conversion and book, Broken Mary, but that is certainly rapidly changing, folks. He is on a mission for Mary, to bring Mary and the Rosary to the world, not only through his book, but through the Broken Mary tour, sort of, you know, so to speak. Right, Kevin? You're out there bringing this statue around the country, around the world, to different people.
I want to invite anybody listening, all ages, all denominations are welcome. I'm going to be at St. Colette in Rolling Meadows on Sunday, October 21st. I'm speaking at 3:30 in the afternoon, and that's on Meadow Road. It's St. Colette. I'm bringing the statue of Broken Mary that I found at the dumpster. She's toured all over the United States. We're going to go over to Europe. I'm Mary's roadie, basically. I'm her roadie, and I want you you folks to come and actually see this statue. It is inspiring. I'm going to talk more about the book. I'm going to talk to you. I was in Fatima, Portugal, where tremendous miracle happened 101 years ago, and how that is so important today, 2018. So I'll be talking, signing books. You can see the statue of Broken Mary and witness the power of the rosary. And that's St. Colette in Rolling Meadows, Sunday, October 21. I'll speak at 3:30, 5:30. There's a mass, and that's at 3900 Meadow Drive in Rolling Meadows. All are welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I will be there. I have my ticket. I think there's a website you go to and get it like an Eventbrite ticket as well, right?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I think you just go to the St. Colette's website and jump on that. And get yourself a little pass or whatever. It's completely free. There's no charge, but
No charge, and you can call St. Colette. And I'm working through my publishing company with Matthew Kelly, Dynamic Catholic. My job is not to make money off a book. I give proceeds to Franciscan nuns or to charities and church. So this is just a really special night, especially if you are praying for people in your family who are very sick, who have addiction problems, who are broken. I mean, we are all broken. And I'm just a guy. I'm not here preaching. I'm just a guy that has had just miracle after miracle after a miracle happen through Mary, our Blessed Mother. And I want you folks to come out and feel that, touch that, witness that, and be a part of it, because Mary is our mother, and she is so graceful, and she's got that motherly love, and I want to share that.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about the role of Mary in the church. I mean, for some people, Kevin, that could be incredibly foreign to them. I know I do have an audience, a little bit of some Protestant brothers and sisters, and as you mentioned, all denominations are welcome, but not everybody understands the theological significance of Mary and her inspiration for the genuine femininity that is so desperately needed in our church.
Right. Well, first of all, God created us all, Baptists, Catholics, Protestants, Muslims. God is our Father. God created this beautiful daughter named Mary. And Mary gave birth to Christ. And Mary was at Jesus' first miracle, saw the crucifixion, saw the resurrection. Every man listening has to earn the grace of Mary. There's a great saying I just learned, that all saints have a past, all sinners have a future. And the apostles themselves, they were broken. The personalities of these disciples were so diverse. Some of the greatest saints have been the most fallen. And Mary offers you grace through her rosary. The rosary was introduced to mankind in the 12th century by Mary herself, Saint Dominic. And the rosary, I look at it this way. When you hold the rosary, you're holding the hand of Mary. And when you hold the hand of Mary, you are holding the hand, the power of God. And Mary promises certain, read the promises of the rosary by Mary herself. And if you even go back into the Testament, or Christ Jesus himself wants you to, he's proud. He loves his mother. And the power of Mary is, I think, the power. Her power comes from grace. You know, when she walked the earth, she was just a human being. But she had, God gave her so much grace. And Mary is still alive today. And she will continue to work until the last soul has been, you know, judged by God. And then she can finally go home.
Yeah, how beautiful. How beautiful. And, you know, that rosary, you know, you have an application for the smartphone. You know, folks, if you're looking for a great app for the phone, the Broken Mary Rosary app is a great app to have on the phone, because not only can you put the prayer requests in, you can pray the rosary right along with Kevin, right?
Yeah, I recite the rosary, and you can download it. Just go to brokenmary.com and save it to your screen on your phone, and then you can hear that, put it through auxiliary. You can be driving around, and I narrate the rosary, the mysteries. And I'll tell you what, that has been downloaded over 300,000 times all over the world, the Philippines, all over the world. And it is truly my job. Like I said, I'm Mary's roadie. My job is just to promote the rosary. That's all Mary wants me to do. Promote the rosary, promote the rosary, promote the rosary. And I'm going to do that. Folks, I invite you to come out to St. Colette in Rolling Meadows on Sunday, October 21st. I want you to feel, touch this beautiful statue, the Statue of Broken Mary. And that's at 3:30. I'll be speaking. That's on Meadow Drive, 3900 Meadow Drive in Rolling Meadows. And Sunday, October 21st at 3:30. Come on out. And I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff, Kevin. You are just a amazing person. And if you had to talk to some people about brokenness and about, you know, their needs with the health, because you've been through, you know, MS, and the journey is really detailed in the book, and it's an amazing journey and of detail. But if you had to give, you know, some words of encouragement to somebody dealing with this, you know, and going through that debilitating disease or any, you know, chronic pain thing, what would be that advice? You know, because it's,
well, my advice to you folks is get a rosary. And what I do is, MS, I feel like I've fallen out of a truck, but I take on this pain. What I'll do is, before I say a rosary, I'll ask, for example, like Bernadette Subaru, the little Bernadette that saw Mary in Lourdes, France. She also suffered horribly from rheumatoid arthritis, and she was really a little soldier, but she was so much in pain. And I'll ask Bernadette to join me on this rosary. Or I think of, I'll ask Mother Therese, would you help me, Mother Therese, be with me while we recite this rosary? Because look at Mother Therese in India, Calcutta, how hot, how humid it was, the smell, babies dying in her arms. And you talk about somebody with challenges. And so if I'm challenged a certain day, I ask Mother Therese, or I'll ask Padre Pio, this Sola Padre, to come and be part of the rosary. Bring these people. They're not dead. There's no such thing as dead death. I mean, they're living in eternity. And so bring your mom, bring your grandfather down, bring your great great grandfather down. You know, that's the beauty of this.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard that before, Kevin, about, you know, really praying with one of the saints, the rosary, praying, you know, yeah. I mean, that's maybe an innovative way to think about it, you know, and...
It is, and I'm trusting, I'm not kidding you, there's some saints that I just, I constantly, because they have got so much in common with me, you know, let's say... You're financially broke. Think of the saints that became financially broke and they became saints. They're there. There are thousands of saints, and that's the beauty of this.
Yeah, and the rosary, as you know, the way you put it so beautifully, is that, you know, that holding Mary's hand and connecting with her and all the other saints, and you know, you really end up connecting with Jesus. You end up connecting with Jesus.
No question. I was just thinking, when we do the sorrowful mysteries, that is the crucifixion of Christ and the five mysteries. The first mystery, Jesus in the garden. Here he is all by himself. He's been abandoned by his disciples. How many people listening right now, do you feel lonely? Do you feel like nobody cares? You don't have anybody in your life? You can take Christ at that moment in the Garden of Olives, and you can relate to it. The crowning of the thorns. Here, God is being crowned king with thorns and a cape. And think of high school students that might be listening right now. Have you ever been bullied? Well, Christ has been bullied too when he was crowned by thorns. So these mysteries are portions of Christ, his life, that you can truly relate to in 2018.
Yeah, and you know what? The gospel is relevant, and I think, as you just said, the rosary helps make it more relevant, you know, and because you're reflecting on those. You're reflecting on those things, right? And so...
Bill, I was in a prison just 7 days ago, and I was talking to lifers, and I'm not there to preach, but one life
lifer said, well, I'm here for life. You know, and I said, well, you can choose where you're going to go for eternity. And one of my prayers with all these prison inmates is that someday we can be in heaven together. And that's how come I'm anxious to get to Chicago on October 21st at St. Colette. I'd love everybody to come and see this beautiful statue.
Yes, Kevin, can't wait. I cannot wait to be there myself, to meet you in person, even though we've had some great radio conversations. It will be awesome to meet you in person and see the statue, folks. Come out to St. Colette's Parish, October 21st, 3:30 p.m. It's in Rolling Meadows, on Meadows Drive, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Yes.
And you can, it's free, all ages, and please attend.
Yes. So, Kevin, thank you so much for your time, your precious time here.
Thank you so much, Bill.
And I look forward to seeing you in a couple weekends here.
All right, Bill. I appreciate all your support, and thank you so much. God bless.
Yes. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.